أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ومن الناس من يجادل في الله بغير علم ويتبع كل شيطان مريد. In the opening ayat of Surah Al-Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes for us the scene on the day of Qiyamah. And when we think of Hajj, especially when we observe the scene on the day of Arafah, it reminds us of the day of Qiyamah. When you see rows and rows of people all clad in the same simple cloth and garment, proceeding and moving in one direction, those are such scenes that remind us of Al-Qiyamah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commences Surah Al-Hajj by describing the bewilderment, the shock, the amazement, the fear, the terror that people will experience as they rise up from the graves on the day of Qiyamah. In the next ayah, ayah number 3 of Surah Al-Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak of a particular person in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Though the verse was revealed regarding this particular mushrik polytheist, but its message is general and applies to every person, believer and non-believer. There was a person by the name of Nadr ibn al-Harith, and he was a very, very quarrelsome man. He found every opportunity to quarrel and to debate and to argue with others. And he claimed, baseless obviously, he claimed that the malaika, the angels, were the daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He claimed that the Quran was a storybook. And he also rejected and denied the resurrection. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ And from among the people, مَنْ يُجَادِلُ فِي اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ He is the one who argues about Allah, debates about Allah without any knowledge. And that is something that is general. Like I said, it applies to us as well. Whenever we wish to argue or whenever we wish to raise a point, ensure that it is driven and steered by knowledge. It must be an academic discussion. Otherwise, a person, if he quarrels about deen and he argues about deen or argues about Allah, then he will come up with his own deen. And it will be based on his feeling and based on his experience and based on his thinking and thought. It must be based on ilm, on knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and amongst the people is the one who argues about Allah without any knowledge. وَيَتَّبِعُ كُلَّ شَيْطَانٍ مَرِيدٍ And he follows every rebellious devil. In other words, when shaitan, he is a person quarreling and arguing all the time, and that person has no knowledge, and is not basing an argument on knowledge, shaitan takes advantage of such a person. And shaitan then uses that person to promote satanic views. And shaitan then will inspire weird and strange things into the mind of that person, so that shaitan may use that person as a propagator of the views of the devil. Kutiba alayhi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about such a person. Kutiba alayhi. It has been decreed and decided and determined about such a person who argues in deen and argues about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any knowledge, that annahu man tawalla. Whosoever will now befriend this person. You find people who will be now, will be impressed by the views and perhaps impressed by what he has to say, and because maybe what he says suits their own agenda. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you will find that whosoever will befriend him, فَأَنَّهُ يُدِلُّهُ He will misguide that person. He will misguide that person and take that person, whoever befriends him, take him away from deen. أَنَّهُ مَنْ تَوَلَّهُ فَأَنَّهُ يُدِلُّهُ He will end up misguiding all his followers. وَيَهْدِيهِ إِلَىٰ عَذَابِ السَّعِيرِ And eventually, because he will keep on arguing and he basing his views on his own whims and fancies and desires and not on knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he will guide people إِلَىٰ عَذَابِ السَّعِيرِ to the punishment of the blazing fire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us